ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, The Creative Impetus, Chapter 18, The Residents of Jambudvip Offer Prayers. Verse number? Verse number 29. So this is a prose verse, I'll just read it. Hiranmai api bhagavan nivasati kurmatanu vibranas tasya tat priyatamam tanum aryama saha varsha puruse pitra ganadhipati upadhavati mantram imamcha anuchpati. Word to word meaning: Hiranmai, in Hiranyamaya Varsha, api, indeed, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, nivasati, resides, kurmatanum, the body of a tortoise, vibrana, manifesting, tasya, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, tat, that, priyatamam, dearmost, tanum, body, aryama, the chief resident of Hiranmaya Varsha, saha, with, Varsha Purushe, the people of that tract of land, Pitra Ganadipati, who is the chief of the Pitas, Upadhavati, worships in devotional service, Mantram, him, Imam, this, Cha, also, Anujpati chants. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation: Sukadev Goswami continued, in Hiranmaya Varsha, the Supreme Lord Vishnu lives in the form of a tortoise, Kurma Sharira. This most dear and beautiful form is always worshipped there in devotional service by Aryama, the chief resident of Hiranmaya Varsha, along with the other inhabitants of that land. They chant the following hymns. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The word priyatama, dearmost, is very significant in this verse. Each devotee regards a particular form of the Lord as most dear. Because of an atheistic mentality, some people think that the tortoise, boar and fish incarnations of the Lord are not very beautiful. They do not know that any form of the Lord is always the fully opulent personality of Godhead. Since one of His opulences is infinite beauty, all the Lord's incarnations are very beautiful and are appreciated as such by devotees. Non-devotees, however, think that Lord Krishna's incarnations are ordinary material creatures, and therefore they distinguish between the beautiful and the non-beautiful. A certain form of the Lord is worshipped by a particular devotee because he loves to see that form of the Lord. As stated in Brahma Samhita 5.33, Advaita Machyuta Manadim Anantarupam Adyam Purana Purusham Navayauvanam Cha. The very beautiful form of the Lord is always youthful. Sincere servants of a particular form of the Lord always see that form as very beautiful, and thus they engage in constant devotional service to Him. Om Ajnanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Nama. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 18, Verse 29, Translation. Sukadev Goswami continued, In Hiranmaya Varsh, the Supreme Lord Vishnu lives in the form of a tortoise. This most dear and beautiful form is always worshipped there in devotional service by Aryama, the chief resident of Hiranmaya Varsh, along with the other inhabitants of that land. They chant the following hymns. Hare Krishna. So in this chapter, we are continuing to read the description of various varshas in Jambudvip and the names of various devotee leaders in those varshas and the form of the Lord which they worship, as well as the method of worship. And quite prominent is that they all worship the Lord particularly by chanting some particular mantras, hymns. They worship the Lord through transcendental sound vibration. This chanting of mantras, which contains the names of Lord Vishnu, which glorifies the various features, qualities, pastimes and form of Lord Vishnu, is transcendental. Even though our tongue is material, our vocal cords are material, and the vibration of these cords and the tongue generally produces material sound, and it travels from our tongue to our ears in material space. And the ears capture it, they are also material organs. But nevertheless, the name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is transcendental. And the proof is when this articulation, when this sound vibration enters our ears, it purifies our heart. no other sound vibration can purify our heart. But only the name of Lord Krishna, the hymns of the Vedas or Upanishads have this potency. So if we want to clean our heart, or if we want to advise somebody to reform from bad habits, bad character, impure mind, then we should tell them to chant the holy names of Krishna. By chanting this May mantra, by chanting this holy name, Lord Shri Krishna, who is super soul in the heart, cleanses the heart of the devotee. Cheto darpana marjanam. And we have so many examples like Mrigari, Ajamil, who were sinners, Jagai Madai, who were so sinful, who had several bad habits. But by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the violent Mrigari became non-violent. The sinful Ajamila became pure devotee. The sinful Jagai and Madai, they became acharyas, preaching to other Jagai Madais. Such is the power of chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Such is the power of chanting any name of Vishnu, Nam, Nam, Akari, Bauda, Nija Sarva Shakti, all power. Krishna has taken all his power and put it in his name, capsule, and made the process very simple. Just hear. So all these great leaders in the Varshas, they worship the Lord with various paraphernalia, specifically with the hymns and the chanting of the mantras. So today we are starting a new section about Hiranmaya verse. This verse is presided by Kurma Deity, the tortoise form of the Lord, and worshipped by the leader of all the Pitras, Aryama, and all his followers, all the inhabitants of this Varsha. This Kurma Deity is Kurma Avatar, one of the popular Leela Avatars. And we should recall here that once the demigods and the demons, they were advised by Lord Vishnu to churn the ocean, milk ocean, to churn the milk ocean to get nectar. The demons had already defeated the demigods. Demons were headed by Bali Maharaj, supported by Shukracharya, and supported by Indra's weakness. They had already defeated Indra. So King Indra with his associates went to Vishnu, and Vishnu told, compromise, don't fight. It will not work. You first have nectar, then you fight, then it will work. But demigods can't get the nectar alone. The churning is too difficult process. So you make compromise with the demons. And both of you churn together. And I'll make sure only you get the nectar. That is his game. So the demons and the demigods had a truce, and they both agreed. So Lord Vishnu sent Garuda to pick up Mandara mountain, very tall mountain. And Vasuki snake came, and the demons and the demigods caught hold of each end, and they started churning the ocean. But the mountain had no support at the base. So it went inside. and the demons and demigods, they had no solution. They were frustrated. They were disturbed. Their faces were shriveled. They don't know what to do. They didn't have any ability to lift the mountain. They didn't have any ability to construct a base. So how will the churning happen? If the churning doesn't happen, how will nectar come? So seeing the dangerous situation the demons and the demigods were in, seeing the problems of his own devotees, Lord Vishnu voluntarily he assumed the form of a beautiful kurma. That is kurma avatar, tortoise form. And in that form he entered the milk ocean and he went and lifted the Mandara mountain and kept it on his back. This is how the churning rod, the Mandara hill, got the base. Srimad Bhagavatam describes the length, the dimension of Kurma Avatar. It is 12,70,000 kilometers. Kurma Avatar. Very big. 12,70,000 kilometers. And if you actually want to know how big, our earth is 12,000 kilometers. Full earth, end to end. That means 100 earths can come on Kurma Avatar. That is Kurma Avatar. So big, so huge, so massive, so powerful. And Mandara Parvat was on the top of Kurma Avatar. And now the demons and demigods were very enthusiastic. They started churning. But what will be happening to Kurma Avatar? When churning is happening on his body, he will get pain, he will get wound, his bones will break, he'll get fracture. No, he was very happy because good scratching was happening. Lord Vishnu was having a itch. And by that churning, his body was getting scratched. And he was having a very pleasant situation. When we have a itch and if we scratch it, it is so nice, so pleasant. So he was having a very pleasant situation, very pleasant experience. Krishna is always the enjoyer, whatever he does. Whether he is below Mandara mountain or above Mandara mountain, he is always the enjoyer. Whether he is fighting or he is getting wounds, he is always the enjoyer. It is also said that Lord Vishnu's jewelry, the ornaments which he is wearing, they needed some repair. They needed some polishing. So Mandara Mountain did that polishing also and they started shining more. So because of the Kurma Avatar, it was possible to continue to churn the ocean. Of course, the Katha goes forward saying that the demigods and demons were not so strong to churn it very fast. So Vishnu appeared on the top of Mandara Mountain also with thousands of arms. And with his thousands of arms, he personally started churning from both the sides. And that is how nectar, before that poison, elephants, jewels, Lakshmi Devi, herbs and all this came. So that is the incarnation of Kurma Avatar, who stabilized Mandara Mountain. And it is said that one can worship the deity of Kurma and get the stability in one's devotional service. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur was constructing Bhakti Bhavan, his house in Calcutta. So while the construction was going on and they were digging the ground, he unearthed a kurma deity. Kurma deity, a small kurma deity. And he offered that deity to his own son, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, to worship. This is, he was not even at the age of 7. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur had, in childhood only, started worshipping the kurma deity. And as I said, it gives, the deity, worship of the deity gives stability in devotional service. So Aryama, in Hiranmaya Varsh, he worships this kurma avatar. He worshipped this kurma deity. And two very important words are mentioned here, that this deity was very dear to Aryama. And this deity is very beautiful. We should understand that every devotee has an individual rasa, individual relationship with Krishna. And at the same time, he has individual attraction towards a particular specific form of Krishna. And he loves that form. He considers that form very dear, priyatama. And he worships that form. In Chaitanya Chaitamrita, we have example of Murari Gupta, whom Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, why you are worshipping Ram? You worship Krishna. And somehow he convinced him. And he said, okay, I will start chanting Krishna's name. I will start worshipping Krishna. But next day morning he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and requested at his lotus feet, my dear Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please allow me to commit suicide. He said, why? What happened? He said, I can't disobey you, but I can't take my heart back from Ram. Your order is to worship Krishna, and I can't disobey that. But I already given my heart to Lord Ram. I can't take it back. So how do I leave? So you please allow me to commit suicide. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you are perfect Ram Bhakt. He took a stamp and put it on his head. Ram Bhakt. You are perfect Ram Bhakt. Your devotional service is perfect. You don't need to change. He is Hanuman. So attached to the lotus feet and service of Lord Ram, Lord Ramchandra. Bhishma Dev is another example. When he was dying, Krishna came to him in 400 form. Because he was in the mood of Dasya Bhav, Kaivalri Ras. And his attraction was towards Partha Sarthi, towards very beautiful form of Krishna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, on the chariot of Arjuna, with a whip in his hand and a rope in another hand, with some perspiration on his body, with all the dust on his hair, and with all the blood marks, with all the wounds on his body. The wounds were given by Bhishma Dev only. And this form of Partha Sarathi was very attractive to Bhishma Dev. And he was remembering this form of Partha Sarathi at the time of death. See, it is not an easy scene. Bhishma Dev is right on his chariot in the battlefield. There is blood everywhere. There are dead bodies everywhere. Somewhere you see heads, somewhere you see hands, somewhere you see cut legs, somewhere thighs, somewhere horses are dead, somewhere elephants are dead, somewhere somebody is crying in pain, somewhere arrows are shooting and swords and tridents and clubs. It is a huge massacre of lakhs of people. Anybody would get heart attack. Right? Just by seeing so much river of blood floating with so many heads and thighs and dead bodies and chariots and elephants and horses, it is not an easy scene. And in such a big massacre scene, one form Bhishma Dev remembers. the beautiful form of Parthasarathi. That is his attachment, that he could remember this form amidst all the scene of massacre. And not only that, at the time of his own death, when he is departing, there are thousands of arrows inside his body. Even if one small straw goes inside our finger, we can't do anything. We just have to remove it. Here thousands of arrows are inside his body, and among the whole scene of massacre, he is remembering Parthasarathi, the beautiful form of the Lord on the chariot of Arjuna. Wounded form of the Lord. So that is his attachment, and he finds that form extremely beautiful and very dear. Even Srimati Radharani, when she goes to Kurukshetra, she sees Krishna in Kshatriya dress, on a chariot, with horses, with big crown, with big shield, armor, and sword, bow, arrow, and all the soldiers and bodyguards. Even though it's same Krishna, but she doesn't find pleasure. And she wants to pull Krishna back from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan. And there's a very beautiful prayer in Chaitanya Chaitamrita expressing Srimati Radharani's feelings, that you are the same Lord Krishna, I am the same Radharani, but I am not finding pleasure here. Better we would be in the bank of Yamuna, in some kunja, you come in a nice cowherd boy form, and I'll be more happy. So she has a particular attraction towards the form of Shyam Sundar. Hanuman has particular attraction, Bhishma Dev has particular attraction, various devotees have attraction towards particular form of the Lord, and it is all bona fide. There is nothing wrong. And one devotee should not criticize or look down upon another devotee when he has attraction to some other form of the Lord. All the forms of the Lord are equal. Some atheistic people may say that this Kurma Matsya is low level form. This Krishna Balram Ram is high level form. No. This is offense. All forms are equally opulent. They are equally powerful. They are equally beautiful. Even if Lord Sri Krishna comes in a particular form, we should not judge materially. He may come in Jagannath form, seemingly having no hands and legs, or incomplete structure of the body. But he is Jagannath. He is all opulent. He is all attractive. He is all powerful. When he was in a month, 3 month old baby form, he killed Putna. Putna was 12 miles long Rakshasi. 12 miles long. But he killed her. Just in a playful mood. When he was just a 3 month old baby in the lap of his mother, sucking her breast milk. So he is fully powerful. When he was 7 year old boy, he lifted Govardhan Hill. So even he changes his forms. He appears in a form in which we can't appreciate, but we should understand the tattva. We should understand the principle that all his forms are equally powerful. All his forms are equally opulent. And we should not criticize the form. Neither we should criticize the devotee or look down upon a devotee who gets attracted to a particular form. Anybody has a 100 rupee note here? I'll give it back. Or you can take the receipt also. It's okay. One is sufficient. One donation. Thank you. So just like this printed paper, according to us the value is 100 rupees. Now if I change the form of this, Now this, what is the value? 100 rupee. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what form Krishna comes. He is equally opulent. If I roll it like this, now, it's same value, same power. And if I do like this, it's still 100 rupees. So Krishna may come in any form, in any particular shape, in any particular country, location, he is always the same. He may come in the form of a deity. He may come in the form of a painting. He may come in our mind. But Krishna is Krishna. Same. There is no other. He is unique. Unique means one and only one. There is no two Krishnas. So it is offensive to differentiate between such forms. At the same time, Krishna, the original Shyam Sundar, Supreme Personality of Godhead, He is complete. All the forms are present in His body. So when we worship Him, we are worshipping all the forms, all the Vishnu Tattvas, all the Narayanas, all the incarnations, all the Vilas Rupas, all the expansions, all the Amshas, all the Kalas, everything, everybody we are worshipping. So different deities, different forms are very dear to the devotees and they worship. And the other point is that these forms are very beautiful. One should not imagine a Kurma avatar which we have seen in some park in our life. Not so beautiful, little ugly. This is not Kurma avatar. Kurma avatar form is very beautiful. Narsingh avatar is very beautiful. Matsya avatar is very beautiful. Satchit Anand Vigraha. He is of infinite beauty. Even Lord Sri Krishna, when he was present in Vrindavan as a small cowherd boy, he had infinite beauty. He was so beautiful that all the young girls of Vrindavan, they used to get attracted to him. The gopis. The gopis themselves are very beautiful, but they will get attracted to Krishna. The cowherd boy Krishna. With peacock feather on his crown, with nice lotus-like eyes, with nice curved, three-place curved body, blackish color, yellow dhoti, and raised nose, sleek cheeks, curling hairs, and beautiful red lips, and jasmine-like teeth. Krishna is so beautiful. Not only the gopis, somebody may say the gopis are just young girls, and young girls get attracted to young boys. But even the apsaras, even the apsaras in demigod's planet, they would get attracted to Krishna. The apsaras themselves are so beautiful, and they have seen the devatas' handsome body, the gandharvas and other heavenly planet inhabitants. But when they see Krishna from their airplanes, above the clouds, from so far, when they see Krishna, they get attracted. Their hairs get loose, their garlands get loose, their belt gets loose. They fall unconscious and they desire to associate with Krishna. When Krishna was a very small baby in mother's lap, he came to know these apsaras are getting attracted to my form and they want to see me. And Krishna thought, I should also see this apsara since I have come here. Let me see how these apsaras look. So he was thinking how to go up to the heavenly planets. And Kamsa did his job. He sent Trinavrat. So when Trinavrat came, little Krishna, he was in Yashoda Maya's lap. So he made himself so heavy that Maya just kept him down. And then Trinavrat kept, took Krishna, took Lala, and he went below, above the clouds. And there he went, he gave his darshan to the apsaras, he saw the apsaras, and when his ride was over, he killed Trinavrat. So even the apsaras get attracted to Krishna. All the inhabitants of Vrindavan, when Krishna would play his flute and go in the forest, the calves who are drinking milk from mother cow, the nipple would be in the calf's mouth, but they will not drink milk. They will just get stunned, just like a statue, and see Krishna and hear his flute. The cows, the grass will be in their mouth, but they will stop chewing. They will not throw it, they will not swallow it, and they will not chew it. They will get stunned. The nature of calf is to always drink milk, whatever disturbance happens. And the nature of cow is to eat grass and chew whatever disturbance happens. But here they get so attracted. The deers, they would stop their play and they would just see Krishna. The trees, the plants, the creepers, the vines, they will get attracted to Krishna. The waters of Yamuna, they will get agitated by Krishna's flute. In fact, it is said that all moving beings will become non-moving. And all non-moving beings will start moving. The stones of Govardhan, they will melt by Krishna's touch, by Krishna's flute, by Krishna's beautiful form. They will melt. The banks of Yamuna will melt and Yamuna herself will freeze. So two rivers will be formed. Yamuna waters will freeze and the banks will melt and two rivers will be formed. That was the influence of beautiful form of Shyam Sundar. He is Shyam. Shyam means black. But he is Sundar. Generally in our world people think only white is Sundar. So these girls, they apply fair and lovely cream. If I am fair, then I am beautiful. But Krishna is not fair. He is black. But he is so Sundar. He is so beautiful that all fair girls get attracted to him. So that is his beauty, incomparable. Many times in the scriptures we see Krishna's beautiful form is compared to cooling moon or lotus petals, blue lotus petal, monsoon cloud. But all this is just comparison. Krishna is way beyond the beauty of the moon. One moon is so sweet, so cooling, so beautiful. And Krishna's feet, the one toe of his feet, the nail of that toe, and the tip of the nail of the toe of Krishna's feet, just the tip of his toenail is more beautiful than millions of moon together. Moon is nothing in front of the beautiful tip of the toenail of Krishna. That beautiful form of Krishna is all attractive. He is infinite beauty. And that beauty is all in all his forms. And devotees get attracted to particular form. They consider that form very dear to them. They consider that form highly beautiful. And very sincerely they engage in his service. This attraction to the Lord automatically yields constant devotional service. If we practice sincere chanting of the holy name of Krishna, gradually by that chanting, Krishna's beautiful form is revealed to us. And we get attracted to the beautiful form of Krishna. And that attraction gives the increased taste in chanting the holy name of Krishna. And one can chant constantly. So this attraction towards Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's paraphernalia, Krishna's wonderful pastimes, any attraction would help us to chant constantly, would help us to perform devotional service constantly. And that is the essence of all instructions, that we should be constantly engaged in chanting, glorifying, hearing, speaking about Lord Shri Krishna's name, form, fame, qualities and pastimes. So such verses and such descriptions in Srimad Bhagavatam are very helpful. We should read and get attracted. And we should make the Lord Priyatamam very dear to us. There is nobody as dear to us as the Lord. He is as super soul sitting right in our heart, witnessing our activities, sanctioning our activities, overseeing our activities and guiding us within. and he comes out as scriptures, as guru, as sadhu, as deities. So by the chanting, the process of chanting, reading, hearing, we develop attraction towards the Lord. We develop a relationship with Him, and that is perfection of human form of life. Okay? We'll end here. Thank you very much. If there are any questions or comments, we may take.
I have two questions. This four yuga cycle is prevailing only in Bharat Varsha or even in the rest of the eight Varshas?
This is all, time is all over the universe. So this is all over the universe. But the influence is not similar. He will tell you.
This Bharat Varsha, four yuga cycle is there. Whether in rest of the eight Varsha, yuga cycle operates or not.
So time is all over the universe. This yugas is nothing but the demarcation of time. And that is how Brahma's planet gets annihilated at the end. But the influence is not similar.
And when Lakshmiji appeared and married with Vishnu, and Vishnu got Lakshmiji, that time the demigods were not there because Brahma was born after Lakshmiji was with Vishnu. And from Brahma all the other demigods and demons appeared. So when this churning happened, how there can be demigods? Chronologically not fitting.
So this is out of my syllabus. Anyway, so the time when Vishnu married Lakshmiji, it was not that Lakshmiji was not present before, but she was present in unmanifested form. This is just a pastime in which Lakshmiji became the daughter of Ocean and married Vishnu. Just like when Krishna appeared as the son of Devaki, was he there beforehand? Yes or no? He was there, otherwise how demigods came? How Brahma came? Brahma. So, but still he became the son of Devaki, that is his pastime. So this is a pastime in which Vishnu got married to Lakshmi, but before that also, Lakshmiji is there. Okay. Just in Vrindavan, the peacock came and gave his peacock feather to Krishna. Before that, he never had a peacock feather. He always have a peacock feather. Even before the creation of peacock, he had a peacock feather. Even before Brahma created peacock, he had a peacock feather.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Very wonderful. Explain the form of Krishna. Maybe when we begin our Krishna consciousness, we heard in the past tense of Krishna that Krishna, he has all the form is Satchidanand, but why Krishna is so special? Because he has four extra quality. That is Venu, Madhav, and all. So that is why Krishna is, you know, very, very attractive. And if you go to Krishna, you get a lot of varieties. Even Lord Ramchandra's pastime, so many rishis, they saw Lord Ramchandra and they inclined for loving relations. So they said, no, no, I have taken vow on one. So next time I am coming as a Krishna, so that time you can become my concern. So all the, you can see all the avatars are coming, having some restrictions. But Krishna is having, unlimited these things, mellows and all. So that is why you said, all are equal. But how come as a practitioner, when he comes in Gaudiya Math, how he get attracted to the Kurma avatars and Narsi avatars? Because from beginning in Gaudiya Sampradaya, you chant, holy name Hare Krishna, you hear about Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So is that in our Sampradaya also, that you so told, everyone has some relation. So specifically for this Gaudiya Sampradaya also, has some Kurma love or some, because they have not heard.
So definitely Krishna, among all the expansions, is considered more perfect, especially with four qualities which Narayana does not have. What the principle I was mentioning from this purport is that all incarnations, all expansions are beautiful. One should not think Krishna is beautiful, Ram is beautiful, but this Matsya, Kurma, Vara are not beautiful. So main thing is that. And of course Krishna, the original personality of Godhead, has, as you say, variety, all attractiveness. So when we come to Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So in the sadhana stage, we worship the Lord, and by His mercy, one who gets liberated, he develops a rasa with Krishna. But at the same time, if somebody like Murari Gupta had already a relationship with a particular form of Vishnu, so that also can get uncovered. And he can worship the same deity of Krishna in that form. So that depends on individual, how uncovering happens. That is not part of instruction or sadhana. Our sadhana is we are dasya, we are servant of Krishna. So we serve Krishna by practicing sadhana bhakti. Okay? Okay, we'll end here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna. Yeah.